From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 13th, 2018. This week, that sound of the North Fork Holston River in Smith County, Virginia, opens the second episode in a series on Virginia's freshwater mussels and efforts to restore the populations of these important filter-feeding components of aquatic environments. We focus this week on the freshwater mussel life cycle, and particularly the use of a fish host during the larval stage of the cycle. To begin, have a listen for about 30 seconds to these mystery sounds, and see if you can guess what kind of aquatic collecting is occurring. And here's a hint. Mussel work can be shockingly complicated.
There's somebody right there.
Is that a red line?
This guy's a red line. These are both, this is the male and the female. Here, let me have that fish right there. This is a banded
What's
garter.
It?
It's seven.
Yeah.
Eight. 9:30. All right, so we're at 30.
Woo-hoo!
All right, progress now.
If you guessed fish collection by electrofishing, you might be a fisheries expert. You heard Virginia Tech researchers collecting fish in the North Fork Holston on June 19, 2018. The researchers were using a backpack electrofishing device and a seine, a standard method used by scientists to collect fish. The objective on this day was to collect darters, a group of fish commonly used by freshwater mussels as hosts for the larval stage. Fish collection is one part of the mussel growing operations at Virginia Tech's Freshwater Mollusk Conservation Center. Use by larvae of fish hosts is a distinguishing feature of freshwater mussels, and it involves complex mimicry by the mussels to attract fish. For more on that mimicry, have a listen for about 2 minutes to Jess Jones, the director of Tech's Mollusk Conservation Center, during a January 2017 talk. In the segment, you'll hear the words glaucidium and glaucidia, which are mussel larvae, and conglutinate, which is a collection of many glaucidia.
The freshwater mussel has to get its babies, its larvae, onto a fish, its host. The female mussel releases her larvae, her glaucidia, out into the river where the glaucidia attaches to the fish. It starts to metamorphose, and then it drops off the fish down into the river bottom to start growing into an adult. So the question is, how does this glaucidia of a mostly sessile organism attach to a mobile organism like a fish? And so to do this, they've evolved some really incredible host infection strategies. So one way they do this is by using mussel conglutinates. The kidney shell produces a conglutinate that nearly perfectly mimics the larvae of the black fly. Each of these conglutinates contains about 200 to 300 glaucidia. The fluted kidney shell nearly perfectly mimics the pupae stage of the black fly. And then the endangered fan shell, an oligocate and a worm, the dromedary, a leech-like structure. So very complex mimicry to attract their fish host. Another thing that they do is that the mantle tissue, that's that tissue that lays against the inside of the shell, it extends out and it can form a lure. And so the endangered bird wing produces a mantle lure that mimics the pebble snail. It has little antennae and it grazes and moves around like it's grazing on algae. The rainbow mussel mimics crayfish. Wavy ray lamp mussel mimics a helgramite. Now my favorite mussel is the oyster mussel. It attracts a fish to this colored area. And it acts as a Venus flytrap and captures the fish and infests it. These micro lures are used to bring in a darter host. It comes in, thinks it's getting a meal, captures it, and infests the fish host. So who would have ever thought that mussels are doing these things in the bottom of our rivers?
Freshwater mussels follow complicated life cycles in the complicated world of rivers, streams, and lakes. That, in turn, complicates efforts to grow mussels for restoring natural populations. Two more episodes in this series will examine the operations used at Virginia Tech to grow freshwater mussels and to release the lab-raised mussels into Virginia rivers. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.